2 Kings chapter 14, this is about King Amaziah of Judah. Now remember that the people were split into Israel, the 10 tribes, and Judah, the 2 tribes of Judah and Benjamin. So this is Amaziah of Judah. In the second year of the reign of Jehoash as king of Israel, Amaziah, son of Joash, became king of Judah at the age of 25. He ruled in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Jehoadin from Jerusalem. Now, any of the names that have got Jeh or Ia in them, it means it's a shortened form of Jehovah or Yahweh. So that means that somewhere down the line, this woman's parents were believers, but whether they completely believed in God, we don't know, because the problem is with all the Israelites, a bit like us today, they believed in the true God and also in Baal and the idols. And what God wants is all our heart and soul. So, Amaziah, the Ayah, means that he also has got the name of Yahweh as part of his name. And often the mothers are mentioned because of the big influence that a mother has upon her children. And that's why you need to marry someone who is going to help you in raising the children, above all things, to love God. So Amaziah did what was pleasing to the Lord, but not like his father David, his ancestor it means. But he did more like his father Joash had done. He didn't take down the high places, and the people continued to burn incense and make sacrifices in the high places. So there are different degrees to which a person can serve God. King David is set up as being the man after God's own heart, who really served God really very well. But then this King Amaziah, it says that he did, but not like David. And so it's rather like the parable that Jesus told about the sower, that the good ground brings forth some 30 seeds from one seed that's sown, some 60 and some 100. And in learning to live with each other within the church, within the community of believers, we have to understand that different people are going to make a different response to God's truth. And God doesn't expect perfection from anybody. And yet some people are going to simply be more enthusiastic in their response than others. Now, that doesn't mean that we should think, oh, well, I can get away with just a little bit of response. No, if you really love God, then you will give your whole heart to him and try and do your absolute maximum best. As soon as Amaziah was established in his kingdom, he killed the men who had killed his father, the king. But he didn't kill their children, but followed what the Lord had commanded in the law of Moses, that the parents are not to be killed for the sins committed by their children, and children are not to be put to death for the sins of their parents. The person is to be put to death for what he or she himself has done. Now, of course, that was very different to how kings generally did things in those days. If someone had killed your father, well, you went and killed not only them, but all their family. So Amaziah shows self-control. He then went out and killed 10,000 of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He captured the city of Selah and called it Jokthiel. Amaziah sent messengers to the king of Israel, King Jehoash, and challenged him to basically have a battle with him. Now, that wasn't right, because they were all within the covenant people of God, and there shouldn't be that sort of conflict. King Jehoash of Israel, who was not really a believer, as he should have been in the true God, replied, "There was a thorn tree on the mountains of Lebanon, and it sent a message to the cedar tree, 'Give your daughter to marry my son,' but a wild animal passed through Lebanon and trampled the thorn tree down. Now, Amaziah, you've defeated the Edomites and you're lifted up with pride. It's better if you just stay at home. Why make trouble that is only going to bring disaster on your people and yourself?" But Amaziah would not listen to him. So King Jehoash marched out and fought against him at Beth Shemesh. Amaziah was defeated and all his soldiers fled to their tents. And Amaziah was taken prisoner by Jehoash. Jehoash attacked Jerusalem and tore down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate. That was about 200 meters. He took all the silver and gold that was in the temple and all the things that had been dedicated and what was in the palace and carried them back to his capital in Samaria along with hostages. All the other things that Jehoash did and his bravery in the fighting against King Amaziah of Judah is recorded in the history of the kings of Israel. Jehoash died and his son Jeroboam succeeded him. King Amaziah of Judah lived 15 years after Jehoash of Israel had died. But then there was a plan to kill Amaziah, and so he ran away to the city of Lachish, but his enemies followed him there, and there they killed him. They brought his body back on a horse to Jerusalem, and he was buried in the tombs in David's city. And then the people took his son Uzziah, who was only 16 years old, and crowned him as king. In the 15th year of the reign of Amaziah, son of Joash, as king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash, became the king of Israel, and he was king in Samaria 41 years. But he sinned against God and walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He took back all the territory that once belonged to Israel from Hamath in the north, right down to the Dead Sea in the south, just as God had promised through his prophet Jonah from Gath-Hepha. But the Lord saw how the Israelites were suffering so terribly, even though they were wicked, and that they had none to help them. And so God, in his grace, rescued them through this king, Jeroboam. In fact, Jeroboam II, we could call him. And then Jeroboam died, and his son, Zechariah, succeeded him. So sometimes God simply is feeling sorry for people, and he will do what he can for those people. That just shows how kind he is. He is not only kind to those who love him, but he's even kind to those like the 10 tribes who turned away from him. He simply so loves his people. Now, we're his people, and we do at least try to love him. We're not like the Israelites with their Baal and all this. We're trying to serve him. And so there is this great love for us that he has. And by reading all this history of Israel, you can work out and be encouraged as to the great love of God for his people.